This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's say I want to buy a house at the beach. That's actually a lifelong dream of mine. And if I ever get to do that, then I probably also want to know that this beach house will be there for a long time, till the end of the century and beyond, and not washed away by storms or rising seas. Of course, this topic goes way beyond one little beach house. It affects entire coastal communities. And reporter Irina Zhurov is here now to talk about how we can measure what is happening where. Hey, Irina.
Hey, Mike.
So, Irina, we hear about rising sea levels all of the time as a threat, but it does seem like it's playing out differently in different locations. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so when we talk about sea level rise, we're talking about a global phenomenon, right? The world is warming in large part due to human activity. The higher temperatures warm up the ocean water, which makes it expand and take up more room in the ocean basin. Water is also being added to the ocean when glaciers and ice sheets that used to be frozen solid on land, when they melt and pour into the ocean.
So let's do a little show and tell. I brought with me a bowl with water. That's my ocean. I also have a glass with ice. That's my glacier. And when the glacier melts, it pours into the ocean. And now everything obviously went up in the bowl. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, basically. So you saw that water come up. Think of that as your sea level rise. But the world's ocean basins aren't a bowl that fills up evenly when the glacier melt pours into it. Instead, pre-existing conditions and ongoing processes that are more or less local or regional affect what you actually measure on the ground. And that's because what you're measuring locally is the rate of sea level rise and whatever the land is doing relative to that.
That sounds complicated.
Yeah, so to get a better handle on this, I recently went to Atlantic City, New Jersey, where this is playing out. The city is still quiet, except the sound of construction on the boardwalk in preparation for summer. I went to Steel Pier, a tongue of cement stretching into the Atlantic Ocean, home to bright lights and big rides, once owned by Donald Trump and anointed by the Beatles. In addition to the disassembled amusement rides and construction trailers, the pier is home to something else.
Yep, that's it. Okay. So this is the tide gate.
Ben Horton, a coastal geologist at Rutgers University, joined me on the steel pier. Atlantic City has had a tide gauge for more than 100 years.
The tide gauge is a relatively simple pieces of apparatus. They basically just record the height from a sensor to the water level. It's continuous.
Tide gauges were installed starting in the 1700s, mostly around ports. These long-term records have become very useful for tracking sea levels. The Atlantic City gauge shows that here, sea level appears to be rising around 4 millimeters annually. The global average? 3 millimeters per year. That's about 2 pennies stacked. Go up to Bar Harbor or down to Key West, and it's 2 millimeters annually. It's about 6 in Ocean City, Maryland, about double the global average. It's just 1.5 millimeters in Santa Monica, California, and actually falling in Alaska. Why?
Here along the mid-Atlantic shoreline, there are two processes that are causing the land to sink beneath our feet.
First, groundwater is being pumped up for household use, like drinking and bathing, leaving the land to go down. The other is the Laurentide Ice Sheet, which covered Canada, New England, and parts of the Midwest until about 20,000 years ago. The ice sheet was so thick and heavy, it pushed down the land beneath it and made land on the margins pop up. Imagine someone heavy sitting on an exercise ball.
So if you sit on that, you're compressing it, and then around the margins you can see it uplift. You get off the exercise ball, it pops up, and an area goes down.
Same thing happens geologically, just more slowly. So around the Hudson Bay, for example, land is popping up, recovering from the weight of the ice sheet. South of the ice sheet, it's sinking back down.
But Irina, it sounds like some of these processes you just mentioned, like with the Laurentide ice sheet, that's been happening for thousands of years. So where does man-made global warming come into this equation?
Yeah, so it can drive the start of those same processes in new places or change how other systems function. So, for example, some scientists say climate change could potentially alter wind patterns or the flow of major currents, which both have the power to push or pull water to or from certain coasts. And then there's gravity. So things that have a very large mass have gravitational pull. So take Greenland. It's got a huge ice sheet, a lot of mass, and it pulls water towards it. When the ice sheet melts, which is happening, that gravitational pull will weaken. So here's Ben Horton again.
And so instead of water being pulled towards it, it won't be pulled as much and will start to wash back into the ocean basins.
With the heavy ice sheet gone, the land will also decompress. It'll rise up.
So when the Greenland ice sheet melts, the land pops up, the water moves away from it, sea level falls around Greenland, which is really counterintuitive.
So, Mike, in that beach house you're dreaming about, maybe don't build it on the Jersey Shore. How about Greenland?
That does sound fantastic. However, if I do want a more traditional beach location, maybe somewhere a little bit warmer, are there models that could advise my choice that could tell me, like, okay, this is a solid plan?
Sort of, but the climate models we have aren't perfect yet. I talked to Ronald Stauffer. He's a retired scientist who spent his career building climate models. And he told me that it's kind of a lot to ask of a model to know everything at a local scale. So Stauffer says models just aren't sensitive enough yet.
They all say it's going to go up, but the details of how much and exactly where don't agree very much from model to model on small scales.
Models do consistently show that local sea levels predicted to go down around Antarctica, and it's predicted to go up along the east coast of North America. But there are still contradictions between models in other places. The biggest agreement, though, is sea levels going up, up, up globally.
Thank you, Irina.
Thanks, Mikan.